The May Taylor County Educator of the Month has been named. It's Tracy Schumacher. Tracy is a librarian in the Medford Area Middle School, and she is my guest. So, Tracy, how long have you been in education?
I'm just finishing up my 30th year. 30th, yeah. It's hard for me to believe when I say it. I can't believe it, but yes, 30 years.
Has it all been in Medford, or have you been in other places?
No, it hasn't. My first 6 years were in a suburb of Milwaukee. And then I came back here to Medford, and so I've been here for 24 years.
So what made you want to become an educator? When you were making decisions about a career, what made you want to do that?
Boy, you know, there's so many things about education that's appealing. I think one of the things is the variety. It's never the same day to day. The content is not the same. The students aren't the same. It's just always something different and interesting, and I think that really appealed to me.
Let's talk a little bit about the library, and it's not just books anymore, is it? Can you share with us how the library itself as an education center has changed over the years?
Oh, absolutely. And part of my job is actually technology. So I'm half a librarian and or library media specialist, I should say, and then half a technology coordinator. So I do a lot. I wear a lot of hats during the day. But yeah, the library has changed a lot. It used to be a place where kids just came quietly and checked out a book, and then they headed on back to class. And now it's really, I like to think it's the hub of our school. Yep, kids still read. They come in there for technology help, but we have learning centers where they can study together. So it's not just the quiet place. We study together. We learn together. We have a makerspace. So kids come in. They can do things from puzzles to Legos to electrical circuits. We just have all these different activities for them to do in the library.
So what do you say to the people who say, oh, the kids have the Chromebooks now and there's the internet. We don't need books. We don't need a library. What do you say to those folks?
Oh, we do need books. We do need libraries. I've actually found recently there had been in the past a real uptick in e-book reading. And now that the students are on their Chromebooks so much, they love getting their hands on the written text. And they really are avid readers. And, you know, reading takes the kids places where they cannot go. And it helps with their comprehension, and it settles their mind. It's just so important to get them off of the technology because they spend so much time on it during the day. It's so important to get them back into those books. So absolutely, we still need libraries.
The books also open them up to worlds and concepts and things that we just don't have time for in the classroom, correct?
Absolutely.
Their imaginations run wild. They can go to different countries, experience different cultures, all kinds of things through books, yes?
Absolutely.
So, Tracy, you are at the middle school, which is primarily, what were the 6th, 7th, 8th grade, yes?
5th through 8th, yeah.
5th through 8th grade. Mm-hmm. So what do you enjoy and how do you deal with kids? Because that's a real transitional age. Sometimes that's a real, they're squirrels sometimes.
Yeah.
How do you deal with that? Do you enjoy that?
Absolutely. The key is you have to have a sense of humor. You have to laugh. You have to meet them where they're at. This is a really interesting age, and you just have to appreciate that. And like I said, you just have to have a good sense of humor.
Because it's a real transformative age.
It really is.
And that hasn't changed in the years since we went through school.
Nope.
But you sound like, as long as you keep a sense of humor.
Absolutely. That's what's important.
What do you really enjoy about being an educator?
The people I work with every single day. And I think that's one of the greatest parts about my job at the middle school. We have 650 students and probably 70 staff members. And I get to work with them every single day in some aspect. And that is really, really cool.
Once again, my guest has been Tracy Schumacher. She is the Taylor County May's Educator of the Month. Thanks so much for coming in and sharing. Congratulations and best of luck.
Thank you, Pat.